Hello, everybody. I'm Gary. Welcome back to another episode of the Piano Podcast. In this podcast, we are going to talk about the life of world-renowned famous composer Johann Sebastian Bach and a whole lot more. Actually, no, just that. Anyways, be sure to stick around. And welcome back. Alright, so today, folks, we are going to talk about a new, like I just said, I'm going to talk about the life of world-renowned famous composer Bach. You should definitely hear his music because he is a his music is a worldwide phenomenon and I personally enjoy it. And there's something wrong with the phone. Let's see why. It's completely frozen. The phone is, for some reason, completely frozen on the stupid face. How wonderful. Well, I guess since you guys can't hear on the YouTube space, that's fine. I don't really care. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't feel like typing it again. I mean, really, for some reason, like, the counter's still going. Oh yeah, the camera is completely broken. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what just happened. That's weird. Anyway, so I guess you're gonna have to deal with the audio, and I really wanted to show you guys something cool. So I guess I'll just end it, and I don't know what I'm gonna do with it. Oh! Alright, awesome, awesome, awesome. Maybe it's because I'm on this Project Tube M series thing. That's fine. I have a thing I wanted to show you later. Anyways, welcome back. And sorry that camera froze a bit. If you haven't noticed already, I got a new haircut and looking pretty good. It's fine. I don't care really. And back on the floor. Okay, so a thing I wanted to show you about my audio set or whatever is a thing. Oh, I'm sorry. The thing I really wanted to show you, and that is very interesting. So let's put it this. You know what? Actually, I kind of like this view. You don't really see much of me talking. And don't worry, I have a normally sized chin. Yeah, you have to get really close to the microphone, you know, because, you know, that's what the big podcast do. And it looks fine, by the way. Anyways, so I wanted to show you something before we talk about Bach. I want to show you something really cool. And if you know, it turns on, which it does, I'm going to put your music stand on the piano, like so. I will, show you something really cool, and, let me get my headphones and, show you something. So, I need to turn up the volume. Alright, okay, so, you can hear me, right? Awesome. So, I'm gonna unplug this microphone, and the reason why, it's because I got a new corner, and I figured out a way to have two microphones, technically, on the Tube MP. And so I can have this as my setup. The other one, the pop filter, was kind of in the wrong place. It still is, but it's fine for now. Because the last time I heard a lot of distorting in the audio, and didn't sound that good. Oh my god. Oh my. Okay, I'm getting really upset. Let's just find a normal place to put it. Over here is fine. Okay, so that's what that looks like. And now we have this. I called this the keyboard corner. And basically, you know, with the lights. I could put a phone up there and you guys get a really cool shot, or I can put that on one of the speakers and you guys at home can hear the audio. But yeah, what I have to do is, I'm afraid of the background noise. That's like a thing. There you go. That's like a thing I really hate. I just utterly despise background noise, okay? And, it's when you hear static, and I'm pretty sure, this room is actually, my bedroom is very acoustically good. And the reason why, being that these closets have these little shutters, so it can push down, certain noises, and, push down any external noise, and so it's very quiet in my room, and, lucky enough to get this room, not the other room. Other room has the same type of closets, but my room it's very well developed for this, and but the problem is I'm right by next to a corner, though, but it's okay. I mean, it sounds pretty good. Like, I've listened to the podcast, and, hopefully this episode, sounds a lot better. And, anyways, so I want to try, I'm just gonna play it a tiny bit. I'm writing the etudes for Bach, right? And, I'm writing one, and the toccata in D minor, that's gonna be one of the, arrangements I'm going to write. I'm gonna play, like, what I think in my head, and, cause I haven't really, wrote it down yet, so, I'll get it, and I want to test the other microphone, so when we go to the keyboard corner, I'll have a good view, and I can hold it up to my, thing to talk, and then put it down and play, and it's going to be a really interesting experience. So, I'm going to disconnect this XLR microphone, and we're going to see how it works before we talk about Bach. Yeah, so, don't worry, it's still related to Bach. I don't want to upset anyone. And how I'm gonna make this a cheap hello. I'm gonna make this cheap Tonar condenser microphone sound pretty good. That's weird. I'll try my best to make it as good as possible, but if it's not, we'll see. And I'll try up my setup for now. So I'm always changing my setup because I'm brand new with this podcasting. And if you have any helpful criticisms, leave them down in the comments below. And make sure to check out the audio only version of this podcast. A lot of my viewers, I can get the analytics up. I don't feel like it. A lot of my viewers are from Spotify, and I just want to say thank you. Keep viewing and make sure to check out all the other places, including Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, and not Podbean, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, and all the other places. You can look it up on my profile on anchor.com. It's also a website and a mobile app for your phone. I could theoretically podcast with my phone, because Anchor's an app on your phone that you can get. So I can I can get the app, and I can make a podcast anywhere. I could do it in the car ride, but I'm not gonna go too far in depth with this. Let's just try it out, shall we? All right, cool. If it sounds bad, sorry, or let me know in the live chat. Thanks. All right, I gotta put on my headphones, and off goes the XLR.
Hello. Hello.
Hey guys, alright. So, when I tried that, it didn't work, or I'm gonna try to do it right now because the microphone's on the output, and like my computer said, it was doing fine and that it was nice, but I don't know. We'll see, if it works. I'm gonna try the input. I'll be right back and we'll see how it goes. Unplug that. Whoa, let's leave that alone. Just stay, please. Just stay. Okay. That's not good. You have to do it towards the bottom. Like that. Alright, cool. Now, we are going to insert and take out the XLR. I'll be right back.
Hello. Hi, how are you doing? Hello.
Okay, alright, I am back. Alright, let's just the game. Well, the weird thing is, my microphone, the only thing it picked up was tapping. If you hear the noises, let me know, but, the only thing I can really hear. No, it doesn't work. Bummer. That is a real bummer. That would have been really cool. No. Every single time I do one of these stupid it's not stupid, sorry. Every time I do one of these podcasts, there's always something that goes wrong. Every single time. It's so obnoxious. I mean, you guys don't... A lot of you don't know because you don't do podcasts, but when try to do a podcast yourself. It's pretty difficult and to get the sound you want. And unless you have a lot of money, it's just stupid and dumb. So you can't do that. Have no fear. Oh, wait, I just realized. This is a mobile microphone. I could just place on the piano. Ugh, I'm so idiot. I'm so stupid. Well, I actually don't think I'll pretty much ever use his microphone, which is a real bummer because I actually I enjoyed this microphone at the time, but I mean I can use it with the laptop. I don't think I can use it with the computer though. Let me check. I'm very positive. I can't. I think it just only says headphones. Weird. It says that my it's weird because it says my computer can, but I guess it can't. I don't know. That's weird. Anyways, I'm going to now play a Bach piece, so let's head on into the piano corner, alright? I'll check out the sound, make sure to do a little sound test. And sorry if this podcast is very boring, but I promise you guys, I'll try. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll start over. Yeah, I don't feel like it. This must be entertaining. I don't know. Anyways, let's do it. All right, let's get the headphones on. And of course, the stupid. Piano. Oh my god, it's this. Yeah. No, just stay, please. No, it was working so well. All right, you know what? Let's try to figure this out. I'll try. Oh, that's great. I can only get like. That's great. I can only get like the first, like very top notes. No, the very bottom notes. Some more of the keyboard. Oh yeah, that'd be great. Oh wait, I mean, this is the most aggravating thing in the world. I will have to take a little intermission. I'll be right back. All right. See you guys. Oh. Hello, my audio listeners. I deeply apologize for that break. If you guys are watching on YouTube, I got extremely aggravated, but you can barely see me. That's fine enough. I don't care. So now I'm going to play you a little hint of Bach. Okay, that's all I wanted to do. I want to play like 10 seconds of Bach. Okay, cool. That's all you get. That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted to do. Literally. That's all I wanted to do for you guys. And this, yeah, it's not going to be such a brief history. Because the YouTube videos are like 24 minutes long. The podcast is like 18. We're practically halfway through the podcast. And it's not even letting us. Like, God. All right. Let's go. All right. I just want to do a simple task, and just life's just not letting me. It's just saying, you know what, Garrett? You know what, Garrett? You can die in a ditch. That's pretty much what it's telling me. All right, you know what? It's just kind of. No. This is my life. The adapter is actually pretty useful, and I've used it to film the GoPro. If I can manage to take it off. Alright, let's switch the camera, and let's do this so I can this, so I can get up here. This is a good adapter. This is good. This thing. Go. I'm surprised the third prong stayed on. Alright. I don't know how it sounds. Okay. Alright, let's try to keep my cool. This is a musical education podcast. And just a fun, not an aggravating podcast that makes you want to punch a wall. Okay? That's all I'm asking for, okay? Alright. Okay? Alright. Okay, that's the first time I ever got really angry in this podcast. What just happened? No, I don't. I want... Alright. Okay. Johann Sebastian Bach. Alright. Alright, just gonna... Johann Sebastian Bach was, born on March 31st, 1685, to July 28th, 1750. And, Bach is extremely well known. Like you may not have heard his name, but you certainly heard his music. Like probably 100%, I believe you most likely heard his music. And if you haven't, well, I just feel plain sorry for you, because the music is excellent. I'm going to try adjust. Okay, I just, I had to adjust it because I felt like it was necessary. What to say about Bach? A lot to say, actually. In his family, he was actually born to a group of musicians. He was, his whole family had lines of famous musicians, not as famous as him, but they were famous. And, so, I'm just so, enraged by just trying to show you this simple little tune for 5 freaking seconds that I can't think right now. Okay. Bach was, German. A lot of the, famous... composers were German. And basically, at the age of 10, both of his parents died, his parents died off one by one, but at the age of 10, he was an orphan, so, his older brother, took him in, took care of him, because he was old enough, and, basically, then he became an adult, so, basically, he lived, when he was living with his brother, he lived in Lüneburg, or whatever. And then, he wrote for a lot of churches, basically. He wrote so many cantatas and, different, thing. But, Bach was mainly, praised for his organ. Like, he played a lot of organ, but he wrote music that was mainly for keyboard. Like just playing keyboard. He didn't mainly write for any instrument, for that matter. He wrote, there's usually a famous Bach piece for every instrument. Whether it's orchestra, piano slash keyboard instrument, violin. He didn't write string quartets. That was before his time. Let's see. Did I ask for the thing to move? No, I didn't. So just stay where you are. It's not that difficult to understand. What else can I say? He's been okay. So then he went to Weimar, Arnstadt, and Mühlhausen, which I believe, if I'm not mistaken, are churches. Yeah, they're all churches that he wrote for. It's Ontario's and cantatas. And those are multi-movement works, and he wrote hundreds, or maybe even thousands of them. He wrote a lot of music. But Bach, he's so famous. Basically, he may not know his name, like I previously said, but you definitely heard of the music. That song previously played, it was the Toccata in D minor. That's the famous Dracula song. There's another piece. It was like that's from the Well-Tempered Clavier, and that's his most his most popular work from that book. There's two Well-Tempered Claviers, Book 1 and Book 2. He had a lot of, this podcast is going down. I'm having a strong urge to just get rid of it. And that's, that might be what I want to do. I don't know yet, because I kind of want to give this another shot. And you don't want to try to, you know. I'm going to hold this. Okay. I want to have a good view. I threw a thing. Using my knee. Yes, I'm using my knee to hold this camera. Okay. Alright, what can I really say? Well, yeah, he wrote hundreds of cantatas. He actually composed Latin church music. I actually never knew that. Passions, Ontarios, motets. But he mainly wrote for organ, other keyboard instruments. He composed concertos, violin, harpsichord. Also, he wrote suites, including like cello, the suite. And that's another thing. Cello. His cello suite is very famous, and it's one of his most famous works, and it's a very good work. I highly suggest it. Alright, this thing's not, yeah. Anywho. Let's see, I need to, like, scroll. So yeah. Apparently, he was a court composer. He was court composer for the King of Poland in Bach's time. Let's see. Yeah, like some people say that he was born the 21st of March or the 31st of March. We don't necessarily know when he was born. We just know he's born on 1685 and he died 1750, July 28th. And he wrote a whole bunch of compositions. Like I cannot begin to tell you how many compositions he wrote. I'm trying to like hold this. I'm getting very aggravated. I am I'm like almost to the point where I will have a full blown tantrum, and I've never had like that since I was like at the latest 8. I haven't had that in such a long time. But you might be asking, Gary, why are you still using the pop filter? Just forget about it. And my answer to you is, well, because I want the podcast to sound good, and it's just kind of not as good. So we're going to try, once again, we're going to try the first thing that we did, of course, that falls. Okay. We need to calm down. This podcast has been a complete disaster. I'm just going to title it Garrett Gets Angry. Seriously, I think that's what I'm going to rename this after this podcast is stopped airing. And if I ever make a compilation of like the best of the podcast, well, this will certainly be one of those moments because being aggravated is funny. Ha ha, funny joke. But he actually wrote a cappella, which is pretty cool. Counterpoint. He was like one of like the thing. He was one of the inventors of counterpoint. He used a lot of it. Counterpoint doesn't give us a definition, which sucks. And I'm just So let's go back to Weimar. Bach continued to play and compose for organ, and he basically performed concert music with the Duke's ensemble. And around this time, he wrote the well-tempered clavier. And the clavier means clavichord or harpsichord. So if you ever hear people play on that instrument and you think, oh, that's bad, that's wrong. Well, no, you're wrong. It's actually correct. It's historically correct. But playing on the piano and correctly tuned actually sounds pretty nice. And to prove that, let's go to the piano corner. Hooray. I am so sorry about this podcast. It's been a complete disaster, and I hate it, but it's fine. It's fine, it's fine, it's fine. All right, so let's put this here, and I'll show you what I mean. Let's just place... We're not going to deal with the... We're not going to deal with that this time. Okay, you know what? Let's just leave the thing alone, and I'm going to explain. So, let's set up the the clavier, the clavichord setting, and then let's shift it down a key, and that's basically the tuning. That is C major. Now you might be saying, if you're a music person, that's not C major, that's B major. No, B major is... That's B major. That's B flat. And it's just one key off. And, basically, so, in box time, this is how, I'm gonna play, I'm gonna put this back. I don't know what I'm gonna play. I'll figure it out as soon as I, think. I'm gonna play, like what can I think of playing that's, Bach tune. I don't really know as many Bach tunes because I'm sort of not really that ready. But I think I'll play a bit of Bach's Musette D major, and we'll see how that sounds. And hopefully the music is going to sound nice. And anyways, let's hear it. All right, cool. All right, here we go. This is Bach's Musette in D major, historically correct, I guess. I do not play it that well. And now here it is, modern. Let's get a European pianoforte. Well, and then this is what people would have played in the 1800s. Sorry, wrong one. More of a honky-tonk saloon thing, and this is what how it naturally sounds as a normal piano. And that's how it sounds. And basically, that's how it would have sounded in Bach's time. So, prepare if you're listening to... I bet almost... Yeah, no one's been watching this podcast. There's been like one viewer for like a little tiny bit, but then whoever watched left. I feel bad because now we're actually starting to talk about Bach. Let me just set it back up. Let me do my setup here. Okay, and we're back, you guys. So let's talk more about Bach. So this is around, he finished Waldteufel Klavier in the first book in 1722 and 1744. And, so apparently, Weimar was the first, I think the first church he went to, or the second? No, the first church. And, he hated the church and he wanted to leave, but in the time, you couldn't leave unless you went to jail. So, he did. He went to jail for almost a month. And then he was unfavorably dismissed. So he was happy about that. In Cothen, Cothen, this is a time where he made a lot of his masterpieces. He wrote some of his orchestral suites. He wrote the cello suites, the sonatas and partitas for solo violin, and the Brandenburg Concertos. And he wrote also some more cantatas. So let's see. And also around this time where we had two of his this is where Bach had two of his famous children, Johann Christian and Johann Christoph Friedrich Bach. And at this time, his first wife died, and he married Anna Magdalena. I don't know. All right, and now then he went from 1723 to 1750. He did his last church. Let's see. From 1723 to 1729, he wrote a lot of his cantatas. And, let's see. In the middle years of the Leipzig period was 1730 to 1739. He composed Mass. He composed his famous Mass in B minor. Let's see. That in the last period, he didn't really make that many famous pieces, but what he did do, he did write one major piece. He also finished the Mass in B minor, but he also wrote the Art of Fugue, and that was his last one, and the ninth movement he never completed. And, he died. And, basically that's all I have to say. This podcast has been the most annoying thing in the world, and I love doing this. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not going to end the podcast. I've worked and I've done it. And I'm here. And I want to keep doing it. I just don't know where to put my mic. Like, this mic is just annoying. And you might say, oh, Gary, well, that's easy. Just get a boom arm. Well, you can't. And you want to know why? Because it's a flat microphone. Now, you could say that, I could use the $17 microphone, but the quality on that thing sucks, and I don't feel like using it, and this is so much better than that, and I'm not lying, it's so much better, and, this has been the most boring podcast I ever done. I think the most entertaining thing is just watching me rage so hard of how life sucks. Not literally, but so I feel like to owe you guys back for this horrible podcast. I'm going to play for you guys a special little concert. Gonna have a cool little live concert for those who are the audio only version, then you're gonna have yourselves a treat. I'm gonna check how the sound is for a second, and I'm going to perform accurately. I'm gonna perform historically correct. That's what I meant to say. The three dances by me. I analyzed them before, so that's why I'm gonna perform these pieces. So, let's, check out how the, IO sounds and, enjoy the performance. I need to adjust the camera. One of you guys doesn't even see the keyboard. Okay. Okay, cool. You guys can see it pretty well? Great. Awesome. I want nothing more in life than just...
Enjoy the performance. Just checking if what sound I prefer. Do you like the clavichord or the harpsichord? The clavichord. I like the sound of the clavichord better. Alright, so... Alright, I think we're ready. Alright, so, alright, hopefully, if there is a heaven, I don't know, I don't want to offend anyone. If there is a heaven, well, this is, I guess for Bach, I don't know. I don't know. Alright, I'm just gonna play my piece now. Let's see. Alright, I have to change the key, tuning. Just whenever I try to do something, you know, cool, fun, it always gets ruined. Fine. Cool. Well, let's see you from this. Calm down. Okay. Let's put that up here. We're gonna have enough room. Do I care? No, I don't. This life just dumb. No, just see my face. No one cares about the music. Ooh, actually, no, I mean, you can see this, but. Thank you. this the first movement. Sorry, this sucked. I also keep messing up. Let me just get rid of that. I don't know what I'm gonna be doing. I think I actually kinda need that tripod back. Oh well, I'll try and figure out something. I have an idea. Okay. Alright, I know how to do this. I know how to fix the problem. I know how to get good. Shock my piano. There. This is good. This is fine. I don't care. Ugh. Alright. Second movement, Arabesque. Octave higher. My apologies.
And now for musette in D minor. And there you guys have it. I probably scared some of you. Thank you guys so much for listening. And sorry, this podcast was a huge bummer. I didn't mean for it to suck, but it did. It sure did. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. I swear, next time it will be a way better podcast. I promise you that. I promise you that. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, please rate it on the iTunes Store and comment, like, and subscribe on my YouTube channel. If you guys don't remember that I told you, I am or was streaming this live on YouTube. And, also, you can catch on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more thanks to Anchor, which is also a computer thing. You can make your own podcast in 5 minutes, and you can do it on your phone. I have it on my phone. So if I want to make an audio segment, I can. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Sorry, this was the worst thing in all of existence. And, I'm going to, and if you guys are listening, I'm not sure, maybe next episode I'm going to do a performance instead of talking about something. Ooh, very interesting. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I might play another song. But we'll find out in just a moment. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening on YouTube, And here, oh, you can record for an hour max. Oh boy, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. Anyways, thank you guys so much for watching. It's been an honor and a pleasure. All right, bye-bye. Woo! Got this nightmare done. All right, and if you guys are still listening, and yeah, thank you guys so much for watching and tuning in. Hopefully this wasn't too boring for you. You know, you should definitely check out the YouTube channel because it's it was much more interesting, but less quality audio. So you guys, I think you guys have more of the advantage here. Anyways, thank you guys so much for checking this out. And I'll see you guys next time. I had a blast doing this podcast. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. I'll see you guys next time. Ooh, almost forgot that. I accidentally finished the YouTube live stream, so I forgot to say that. Oh, no. Oh, well. I had a blast. All right. Thank you guys so much, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.